When we think about spiritual disciplines, I think there's three things you need to remember. First of all, there's an intellectual aspect. And what I mean by that is that we need to think very clearly about what spiritual disciplines are. The word discipline comes from the word disciple, and a disciple is a follower of Christ. Discipline gets in our mind to mean this negative, hard, difficult something, when really discipline is a means of following Jesus. So this isn't something bad, something hard, some big duty. These are a means of grace to experience God more fully. And then spiritually, we need to engage in the spiritual disciplines for the right reason. If you're not careful, you'll fall into what I call the Chip Ingram syndrome. This is where you have quiet times, memorize verses, pray for long periods of times, all in hopes that you might earn God's favor. That's a dead-end street. In fact, the Bible teaches in Titus 2 that we are, in fact, by the grace of God, able to say no to the world, and he gives us by grace these disciplines in order to be transformed into the likeness of Christ. And so spiritual disciplines aren't a duty. Spiritual disciplines aren't a way to gain God's favor. Spiritual disciplines are a means to position yourself where the life of Christ can be reproduced in you. Finally, let me give you some practical tips on doing this. 1 Corinthians 9, 23 through 27, where the Apostle Paul is talking about his own life, has been just absolutely pivotal in my understanding of spiritual disciplines. After saying that he becomes all things to all men that he might save some, he goes on to talk about setting a clear goal for himself. And then he talks about priorities, and then he talks about disciplining himself so that he, after preaching to all others, wouldn't be disqualified. And what I found for me personally in spiritual disciplines, whether it's prayer or Bible study or fasting, is once I get clear, what I'm doing is getting to know God better. I'm positioning and arranging my life, my schedule, my eating habits, and my thinking around my personal objective or desire to really know Jesus. Then I prioritize when and where and how for where I'm at in my life. Do I need to discipline myself? And then I write that in my schedule, and then I tell a friend or two, and I regularly practice these things little by little over time. And what you'll find is you put about 4, 5, 6 weeks together, and you will see little by little the duty will fade away, the joy will emerge, and then you will begin to experience Christ more fully. Disciplines are like PVC pipe. They're conduits through which the grace of Christ flows. Let's make sure as we practice them that relationship, relationship, relationship is at the core of our motivation, and we will see God change our lives.